Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's O-M. LagunaBeach.com for more information about classes, stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So this morning, I'm going to be reading from a book called How to Train a Wild Elephant by Jan Chozen. And it's a wonderful book because she just deals with single subjects like impatience or anxiety and gives you nice little meditation practices that you can do with each one. So today we're going to be talking about impatience. And why did I choose this topic? Well, I think that we all have our sense of what impatience is, but certainly in Laguna Beach, it's probably one of the most prevalent experiences in the summertime because Laguna fills up with so many people coming to our beautiful beaches and our beautiful town that suddenly there's no parking, there's terrible traffic jams, there's long lines to get in everywhere, and it engenders a lot of impatience. So I'm going to be reading from How to Train an Elephant by Jan Chozen on impatience today, and then we'll be doing our meditation practice. And how do we make the connection between meditation and reading out of a book on impatience? And really, the point is, especially in traditional meditation practices, is that it's nice to read something or listen to a story about something that you can ponder in how you deal with that in your ordinary everyday lives, and how through the practice of meditation you can increase your patience, your compassion, your understanding, and your acceptance, forgiveness. All of these wonderful qualities lie inside of a meditation practice and allow us to bring those riches to the rest of our lives so we can balance a little bit. It doesn't mean you're not going to be impatient if you meditate. It means you're going to notice when you're impatient and you're going to be allowed to make a different choice. So meditation is the cultivation of noticing things as they happen in a heightened way and being able to breathe, pause, and rather than react, really consider and contemplate our feelings first, and then our thinking, and then our actions. So there tend to be three foundational pieces in everything in meditation, both sitting meditation and our living meditation, which is how do we carry meditation into action in life. And those are through our body, through our speech, and through our thoughts. So our body in meditation is, we'll do a body scan, and there's this opportunity to really tune into each of the body parts to notice what our breathing is like and to allow ourselves to really tune in. And it gives us an anchor point to return to when our minds wander or we get distracted. Our mind is all about our thinking. And when we're meditating, we're really tuning into the fact that the thinking part of our mind is always functioning, and it's whether or not we choose to give our attention to those thoughts or allow ourselves to let those thoughts drift away a little bit and not give them our full attention, but to stay with the body. And then our words, it's pretty obvious, we can become more and more aware of how our words have an effect on other people and choose our words carefully. So our mind, our body, and our speech are the three key elements to living meditation and bringing it into our everyday lives. I'm going to read a little bit from How to Train a Wild Elephant by Jan Chozen. Impatience as it arises during the day. One of the ways is to be aware of all the signals in your body that happen when you're feeling impatient. One of them is tapping your fingers or tapping your foot with your leg crossed. then there's that talk that goes on in the mind, and we hear ourselves silently saying, hurry up, what are you waiting for? What are you doing? Especially when we're sitting behind a car waiting in line looking for parking. What we can begin to learn to do through meditation is ask ourselves, why am I in such a rush? What do I want to rush ahead to? And you can see what answers arise. So this is one of the elements of using our meditation to notice impatience and how we react to it. Impatience is a common experience in our modern world. We become impatient when traffic slows or stops, when someone is late for a meeting, whenever we have to wait and do nothing. Body signals of impatience are different for each individual. They include rapid heart rate, tapping fingers, jiggling legs, tightness in the chest or stomach, or jitteriness. So while doing meditation, we can discover that we'll have this action sort of like when you're driving, where you'll lean forward when you're trying to go a little bit faster, as if driving is going to go any faster by leaning forward. There's mind signals of impatience too that include agitation, carelessness, irritability, and certain types of internal phrases, even spoken aloud sometimes, such as, "Ugh, I can't believe how long this is taking," or "What's the holdup?" and many other more colorful utterances. It can be interesting to look at where or when you learned to be impatient. Were your parents impatient? Did you learn it at school? Was the teacher uninteresting, or the lessons moved too slowly or too quickly? People afflicted with impatience often have trouble waiting for someone to finish speaking and interrupt with a premature reply because they think they know what the person is eventually going to say, but they can't bear to wait for them to say it. Impatience depends upon the mind moving ahead into the future and trying to force or will time to move faster. People find that when they learn to recognize the early signs of impatience and turn their awareness towards any aspect of the present moment, their breath, the touch of clothing on the skin, the sounds in the room, that impatience disappears. Impatience is an aspect of aversion. It's one of the three poisons that's described in many Buddhist texts. The other two are clinging and delusion. The notion of its being poison is fitting, since these three can literally make us mentally and physically ill. The term aversion refers to our mistaken belief that if we could just get rid of something or someone, we would be happy. If we could quit this job or find a more loving partner, or all the criminals in the world would be put in jail, or we could get rid of terrorists or Democrats or immigrants, we could get rid of impatient people, then the world would be a good place for us to live. Impatience is one of the milder forms of aversion. When the mind voices impatience or the body betrays it, it can be helpful to ask the mind, we're in a rush to get this over with so that we can do what? And typically the mind would answer, so we can get on to the next thing. You could repeat the question to yourself, so we'd like to get this over with and move on to the next thing, so we can do what? And with each answer, we can keep asking ourselves, then what? And you come to see that the mind is in a rush to get to the end of this hour, this day, this task, and by logical extension, to get to the end of the week and the end of the year. Then what? To the end of life? As we rush, we have to remind ourselves that ultimately we're rushing toward the end of life. And is that really what we want to do? We rush to get through tasks we consider boring or tedious, such as washing the dishes, so we can get on to the things we consider more interesting or relaxing. When we learn to bring our moment-to-moment mindfulness to all the aspects of our life, then the activities we were in a hurry to finish finally become interesting. When the mind isn't straining at the leash to pull us into the future, then these activities can be relaxing. Impatience steals our life away, and when impatience arises, drop into the present moment, breathe, listen, and feel your sensations. So that's from How to Train a Wild Elephant by Jan Chosen. And we are going to do our practice now and deal with our own sense of impatience. So find a comfortable position, seated on a cushion on the floor or in a chair, on a couch, on a bed. Best to sit up and allow your practice to be one where you're fully awake and present. It's nice to have your back supported if you like. Your hands resting in your lap. And start by taking 3 deep breaths in through the nose. And blow very, very slowly out of your mouth. Two more times, inhaling deeply, and blowing nice and slow. Last one. As you slow this exhale down, you become very aware of your nervous system and how it's slowing down as well. Then allow your breath to move in and out of your nostrils, noticing if the breath is fast or slow, deep or shallow, and the temperature of the air as it comes in through the nose, and the difference as it comes back out from the body. And to refine your attention, begin to label the inhale as you breathe in, and the exhale as you breathe out. Just labeling to yourself, inhale, exhale, bringing the mind and body together through the breath. And this labeling of the breath can be one of your anchor points to returning to the present moment when you notice that you've become distracted. Inhale and exhale. And then we're going to move that breath through the body and scan the body so we have other anchor points, places to land as we bring ourselves back into the present moment during our meditation. Move your mind and breath and awareness into the soles of your feet. And notice your toes and arches, ankles and tops of your feet. And allow that breath and awareness to move up into your shins and your calves. And further up into your knees, as if you're filling the legs with breath. You can feel the breath move up into the thighs. And allow the legs to be heavy and support you instead of you holding them or supporting them. Let them be your base. Fill into your hip bones and your back, your low belly, the floor of the pelvis, and imagine softening the belly from the inside out as the breath continues to fill. Bring that awareness and breath into your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back, up into your chest and under the arms, the shoulder blades tucking in, the heart rising, opening towards the front of the chest. Spread your collarbones out towards your shoulders and let your shoulders drop to your elbows and your elbows slide to your wrists, your fingertips, and you can feel the weight and temperature and sensation in your hands. Your jaw softens. Your teeth are parted and your eyes roll down, feeling the whole mask of the face drift. The face is soft, without expression. Aware of the scalp and the hair and the back of the neck and the crown of the head lightly stretching towards the sky. Fully present in the body. Aware of labeling your breath when you need to. And anytime a thought or a distraction, a sound, a sensation comes into your awareness, you give it one full breath's attention. And you can label it thinking or distraction, and return to the patterns of the breath and labeling, or a part of the body that feels anchored. Practicing on our own, developing patience. Notice where your thinking has gone. Bring it back to the inhale and the exhale, the sensations in the body, softening your jaw, softening your belly, gently, patiently bringing yourself back after each distraction, each wandering of the mind. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And today we are practicing patience, labeling the breaths, anchoring your awareness in the body, and labeling your distractions. Just thinking. begin to deepen your breath. Notice your body, your back, your belly, your jaw, the crown of your head, and your hands. Fully aware, fully present. Bring the breath into the base of your spine. And imagine as you inhale, you can draw that breath all the way up your back until it touches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale, allow the breath to fall down the front of the spine and return to the belly. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. A few more times. Really allowing yourself to be exactly where you are. And this week, as you're out in the world and you notice all the many triggers for impatience, know that you can just step back, name the thing, impatience, annoyance, irritation, rushing, whatever's happening to you in the moment, give it a name and then come back and deeply inhale, exhale, and be in the moment, another breath, and see what happens. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can give us a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes, meditation, stress relief, coaching, all kinds of good stuff going on. So give us a call. This is Lori, and I want to thank you for listening and wishing you peace along your way.